Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2043, recorded on Thursday, the 10th of January 2019, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. We have new listeners, Mrs. Laura Clifton and Dennis Bates from Norwich, Barry Robinson from Dereham, Mabel Hewitt from Frettenham. Welcome to you all. We do hope you enjoy listening to Chatterbox. I'm Bridget Cook, and I am joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Bridget. Along with this week's news, we have two features. One on a part of the city's history, which is all too often brushed under the carpet, and the other about a dog's charity coming of age. We also have letters to the evening news and information desk. Now we begin with news stories, which include how an hydroelectric power scheme could give Victorian Pump House a new lease of life. But first, there's been a cry of foul play.
It's become a familiar sight for drivers on Norwich's Northern Distributor Road, but a 10-foot-high warhorse sculpture has been hoofed from its roadside spot after its creator said police ordered him to move it. Warhorse has stood on the £205 million road for more than a year and is the creation of a Taverham man who was spurred to make it to commemorate horses killed in wars and Norfolk's equestrian heritage. Artist Damien O'Connor has moved the sculpture to different locations on the road, now known as the NDR, about 20 times in the past year. But he said he was ordered to rein it in when a police officer caught him moving it from the Cromer Road roundabout. Mr. O'Connor said the officer asked him if he thought he was Banksy before he was told to take the sculpture away. However, Mr. O'Connor has complained about the officer's actions, saying police have previously turned a blind eye to his artistic endeavours. Norfolk Police confirmed they had received a complaint but would not comment further. In the meantime, the sculpture has been put out to pasture in Mr. O'Connor's garden until he gets a response from the police to his complaint.
A well-known Italian restaurant in Norwich city centre is due to close after 7 years. Jamie's Italian in the Royal Arcade will close its doors for the final time on Sunday, February the 10th. The restaurant, one of 25 around the country, first opened in the city centre in 2012, shortly after chef Jamie Oliver made a visit to meet the staff who would be working there. In January last year, the restaurant chain announced it would cut 12 sites as part of a restructure, but the Norwich eatery escaped unscathed. It comes after a handful of other national restaurant chains closed their Norwich branches, including Carluccio's and Prezzo's. In the last 12 months, several restaurants around the city have closed their doors, including East Street Smokehouse, Wolf and Bird, and Kraft Burger. The leaseholder of Jamie's Italian has been contacted but was not able to provide any details about the future of the premises.
New life could be breathed into Norwich's Victorian pumping station if proposals for it to use the River Wensum to generate electricity are given the go-ahead. The Grade 2 listed New Mills Pump House was built in 1897 as part of engineering works for the new Norwich sewage system, but has been shut since 1972, when the new sewage works at Whitlingham was built. However, the building, which sits on the New Mill Bridge over the Wensum, still has its pump mechanism inside, and Gloucestershire-based Renewables First has applied to Norwich City Council to get the building back into use. The company, which specialises in hydro and wind power, wants to create a 60-kilowatt hydroelectric scheme at the pumping station. It would involve the installation of an Archimedes screw, which would dip into the river, the necessary connections to the national grid, and a control panel inside the pump house. The Archimedes screw would be about 20 metres long. Water would enter the screw at the top and rotate it as it falls to the lower level, with the rotation generating electricity extracted by a generator. In documents lodged with City Hall, the applicant states the scheme has been sensitively designed to minimise the impact on the surrounding area and will generate enough power for around 56 homes, while saving 114 tonnes of CO2 emissions every year. The Broads Authority has no objection to the proposal, but the Environment Agency has raised concerns. It says the flood risk assessment which has been done is based on an out-of-date modelling and wants that assessment to be done again. It also wants mitigation measures for passage of silver eels and migratory trout. The pumping station has the distinction of containing one of only two examples of pneumatic ejection sewage pump and gear in the country, with the only other example in the Houses of Parliament.
A bus which uses Lego to help children who struggle with communication is on the road for a new run of sessions. The Block Bus will be offering its special brand of therapy at The Hamlet, a charity which supports children and young adults with complex needs at two centres in Norwich. The sessions at the charity's Johnson Place site will teach social communication and teamwork skills using Lego and other tools. The therapy bus was launched at the 2017 Norwich Science Festival at the Forum by Alpha Inclusion and Communication, which helps improve the communication skills and social interactions of high-functioning children and young people with autism.
A budget hotel chain has revealed a list of bizarre items left in its Norfolk hotel rooms. The items are on a lost and found list published by Travelodge, which keeps an inventory of everything left behind in all of its 557 UK hotels during the last 12 months. Travelodge says the unusual treasures left in Norfolk were among the most bizarre and include items left at Galston's Beacon Park and across its Norwich hotels. Items left in the city included a 3-foot papier-mâché floral elephant, Norwich Central Riverside, a Burberry briefcase, Norwich Central Riverside, a vinyl record player with a box of records, Norwich Central, a doll's house, Norwich Cringleford. Elsewhere across the country, however, staff were shocked to find animals left behind by forgetful guests. They include a blue-eyed cockatoo called Brexit, left in Brighton, and three butterfly tailfish called Kim, Courtney and Chloe at London Covent Garden. A cat show enthusiast was reportedly so overjoyed that her two Persians, Moe and Chandon, won Best in Show that she forgot them at Swindon Central Travel Lodge. Meanwhile, the hotel manager at Cambridge Orchard Park Travel Lodge got quite a shock when he found a jilted groom in his room sobbing on his wedding night.
Norfolk-born author Judy Turner, who wrote under the pseudonyms of Katie Flynn and Judith Saxton and sold millions of books, has died. The best-selling author of historical and romantic fiction penned more than 90 books in her lifetime, selling more than 8 million copies. Born in Norwich in 1936, her talent for writing flourished at an early age. While at Norwich High School for Girls, she would leave stories on her desk for her classmates to find. She was inspired to write after having a poem published in E. Blyton's Sunny Stories, aged 8. She later moved to the Northwest, where she often worked throughout the night to write her stories. By the 1990s, she had become a top 10 Sunday Times best-selling author, with her first novel writing as Katie Flynn, a Liverpool lass, published in 1993. Susan Sandon, Managing Director of Cornerstone at Penguin Random House, says, "All at Century and Arrow feel immensely proud to have been Judy's publisher over so many years. Her storytelling has provided pleasure for generations of readers. I feel privileged to have worked so closely with her." Mrs. Turner enjoyed researching the historical periods in which her novels were set, such as the interwar histories. She interwove stories and experiences from real housewives and evacuees into her fiction, particularly in her Liverpool sagas. Her book, In Time for Christmas, was the title taken out the most by borrowers in Suffolk libraries in 2012. The 82-year-old was married to husband Brian and had four children, two girls and two boys. She continued to write after she was diagnosed with ME in 1996.